Missing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Our theme music comes from the CD In the Rigging on North Star Records. We heard the Staten Island Hornpipe featuring Everett Brown on concertina and John Campbell on guitar. Mystic Seaport is one of my very favorite places in the world. The Seaport presents a sea music festival each June, and I thought that would be a great reason to listen to some maritime music on this week's program. We'll open with John Roberts and the Golden Vanity, recorded at the 25th Annual Sea Music Festival at Mystic Seaport. On the Sea and Shore on this week's Sing Out Radio Magazine.
In some foreign country, she was called after the Golden Vanity. I armed her and I manned her, sent her out to sea. But I fear that she'll be taken by some foreign enemy. Is she sailing in the lowlands low? Lowlands low, is she sailing in the lowland sea? Now the first spoken of was a little cabin boy. Master, what'll you give me if ever I do destroy? Oh, I will give you gold, and I will give you store. You shall have me, daughter, when I return to shore. If you sink her in the lowlands low, lowlands low, if you sink her in the lowlands say. So the boy jumped overboard and he swam to the ship's side. Some was playing cards, others playing dice. He took two augers in his hands, bought two oars at once. The water floats so strong that they couldn't use the pumps. And he sank her in the lowlands low, lowlands low. And he sank her in the lowlands sea. I swam back unto the starboard side. Master, take me up, for I am drifting in the tide. Oh, I'll not take you up again, the captain he replied. And you shan't have me, daughter, or thought to be your bride. And I'll sink you in the lowlands low, lowlands low, and I'll sink you in the lowlands say. So the boy swam around unto the larboard side. Messmates, take me up, for I am drifting in the tide. His shipmates took him up on deck, but on the deck he died. So they threw his body overboard to sink all in the tide. And they sank him in the lowlands low, lowlands low, and they sank him in the lowlands sea.
Thank you. If I should cross the water with clear and sparkling wind, and years of time and all behind that I could not bear to bring. If I should cross the water and glimpse mind and time and free, oh, if I should cross the water, who would I be? If I should cross the water on towering plow of swell, and strengthen line and shorten sail, and all the stories tell. If I should cross the water, pound on storm and foaming sea, oh, if I should cross the water, how would I be? If I should cross the water on mirrored glass of green, with miles and miles of blind desire all shimmering and seen, if I should cross the water and pure reflection be, oh, if I should cross the water, how would I see? If I should cross the water, tumble in as stones to shore, and swift and rumble then come to rest for a million years or more. If I should cross the water and rock of island be, oh, if I should cross the water, oh, if I could watch the water, who would I see? Island hills open now miles and miles and miles, and scraping holes in the rocks, praying holes in the sky, knowing time won't stand still, I went crying, oh. Color me old hills, waves of light, waves of stars, waves of wind, scraping nests in the rocks, homes in the hollow seas of hawks, waves of swallows, I went crying, oh, oh, oh. Thunder come broad, no rain, broad guns and men, and run and run and run. Horses thunder pound, the dust horizon. Round us up, move us on in dry and heat and lost and gone. Give us cheap house rows and long chain fences, push me in, keep me out, keep me in, push me out, push me in. But in the night I dream the memory when I was miles and miles, and scraping holes in the rocks, laying holes in the sky. No, when time won't stand still, I'll be crying, oh, 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 oh.
Was the trio Scuttlebutt, made up of Bob Zentz, Rick Lee, and Rick Epping. And we heard a capstan shanty called Patty Layback from their recording The Instrumental Music of the Tall Ships, and that's on Soundside Records. And before that, we heard from Cindy Callett and Gray Larson and a couple of Cindy's songs. We heard Cross the Water and Little Girl from the recording called Cross the Water from Cindy Callett and Gray Larson. That's on Sleepy Creek Music. And we let off that set from the 25th annual Sea Music Festival at Mystic Seaport. We heard John Roberts and the Golden Vanity. We are listening to Music of the Land and the Sea this week, and John Doyle has a song all about a ship's captain on his recording Wayward Son. This is Captain Glenn on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I saw the ship and the ship of fame, launched off to stocks bound to sail the main, with 150 brisk young men, well picked and chosen every one. And William Glenn was the captain's name. He was a fine and a tall young man, as fine a sailor as sailed the sea, and we were sailing to New Barbary. On the 1st of April then we set sail, blessed with a fine and a prosperous gale, and we were bound for New Barbary with all of our old ship's company. Well, we hadn't been sailing a league or two till all of our old ship's jovial crew, they all fell sick but 63 as we went sailing to New Barbary. One night the captain then he did dream, a voice came to him and says to him, prepare yourself and your whole company, tomorrow night you must lie with me. This woke the captain in a terrible fright, it being the third watch of the night, and aloud for the boatswain then he did call, and told to him his secrets all. Boatswain, he says, it grieves my heart to think I've played a villain's part. I slew a man that I held dear, and all for the sake of his lady fair. And it's of the ghost that I am afraid, that has in me such terror bred. So keep the secret within your breast, and pray to God that he'll give you rest. And there rose a tempest up in the sky, which took our seamen by surprise. And the mainmast sprung by the break of day, which made our rigging all but to give way. Our gallant crew, they cowered in fright, in terror of that fatal night. And then the boatswain, he then declared that the captain was a murderer. So enraged the whole ship's crew that overboard our captain threw. Our treacherous captain, then he being gone, immediately there came a calm, and the winds abated, and so did the sea, as we went sailing to New Barbary. Spanish shore, our gunship for to repair. People there were amazed to see our dismal case and such misery. Now seamen all, wherever you may be, I pray you take a warning from me. As you love your life, won't you have a care, and never go sailing with a murderer.
Oh, Captain, Captain, what do you give me? If I will sink the Turkish reverie, if I sink her in the low, if I sink her in the low down, gold and silver shining so bright, and the fairest daughter you'll wed her tonight. If you sink her in the low, if you sink her in the low down. Sink her in the low down, low, so low. So he burned his breast and he swam in the tide, and he bore three holes in the other ship's side. And he sunk her in the low down, low down, low down. He sunk her in the low down, low, so low. Then he buried his breast and he swam in the tide, and he swam right back to his own ship's side. As she sailed in the low down, low down, low down, she sailed in the low down, low, so low. Oh, Captain, Captain, take me on board. If you don't, you've got to forfeit your word, for you promised. Swore in the low down, lonesome low. Sailor boy, don't appeal to me, for you drowned 50 souls when you sank the Reverie, and you drowned them in the low. For you, man, I'd drown you the same as I drowned them, and I'd sink you in the low down, low down, low down. I'd drown you in the low down, low, so low. So he put his breast down, sank he, and he sank way down to the bottom of the sea.
On the poop deck and walking about, there is the second mate, so steady and so stout. What he is a-thinking of, he doesn't know himself, and we wish that he would hurry up and strike. Strike the bell,
strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike. Strike the bell.
Down on the main decks and working at the pumps, there's the larboard watch just a-longing for their bunks. Looking out to windward, they can see a great swell, and they're wishing that the second mate would strike. Strike the bell,
strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike. Strike the bell.
Forward on the forecastle head and keeping sharp lookout, there's a Johnny standing, longing for to shout. Lights are burning bright, sir, and everything is well, and he's wishing that the second mate would strike. Strike the bell,
strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike. Strike the bell.
Down at the wheelhouse, old Anderson stands, grasping at the helm with his frostbitten hands. Looking at the compass, oh, the course is straight as hell, and he's wishing that the second mate would strike, strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
On the quarter deck, our gallant captain stands, looking out to windward with a spyglass in his hand. What he is a-thinking of, we know very well. He's thinking more of shortening sail than strike the bell.
Strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell, second mate, let us go below. Look well to windward, you can see it's going to blow. Look at the glass, you can see that it has fell, and we wish that you would hurry up and strike the bell.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1626. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Wind in the Rigging from North Star Records, and we just heard Strike the Bell featuring Everett Brown on the violin, Alan Bradbury on the accordion, and John Campbell on the tenor banjo and the bouzouki. Strike the Bell. And before that, we heard a vocal rendition of the same tune from a group called Yankee Clipper from their recording Hauling Home. They're from out in Utah, and the song itself indicates the end of a shift, and everybody on the crew look forward to the striking of the bell. That's on Honeybee Records. And before that, a pirate song, The Turkish Reverie, from The Outside Track, and they're recording Curious Things, Given Wings. That's on Lorimar Records. And we let off that set with John Doyle from his recording Wayward Son, and a word to the wise, never sail with a skipper who's a murderer. No good will come of it. We heard Captain Glenn. That's on Compass Records from John Doyle. We are listening to Songs of the Sea and Shore this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Here's Deborah Cowan and her take on the Bay of Biscay on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Willie sailed on board a tender, and where he is I do not know. 7 long years I've been constantly waiting, since he crossed the Bay of Biscay. One night as Mary lay asleeping, knock came to her bedroom door, saying, "Arise, arise, my dearest Mary, for to earn one glance of your willio." Mary arose, put on her clothing, and to her bedroom door did go. And there she saw her Willie standing, his two pale cheeks as white as snow. "Oh, Willie dear, where are those blushes? Those blushes I knew long years ago. Oh, Mary dear, the cold waves lashed them. I am the ghost of your Willie-o. But Mary dear, the dawn is breaking. I fear it's time for me to go. I must leave you cold and broken-hearted, for to cross the Bay of Biscay, if I had gold and I had money, and all the silver in Mexico, I would grant it all to the King of Erin, for to bring me back my Willie-o."
Don't be thinking of me
all away and alone
on the rolling old sea
on the foreign ground.
For I laid your keel and that's dandy for me
on the dark old waters all alone.
Where you go,
go well and a fair wind home.
Don't be thinking of me
all away and alone
on the rolling old sea
on the foreign ground.
On the dark old waters all alone. Where you go,
go well and a fair wind home.
And where will you go,
all away and alone,
with your rail dipping low
on the foreign ground?
And where you may wander, there's none can know.
Dark old waters all alone.
Where you go,
go well and a fair wind home. Don't be thinking of me
all away and alone
on the rolling old sea
on the foreign ground.
For I hung your canvas and sent you to sea
on the dark old waters all alone.
Where you go,
go well and a fair wind home.
And where will you be
all away and alone
when the winter comes not
on the foreign ground?
And where will you be when I'm
on the dark old waters all alone?
Where you go,
go well and a fair wind home.
And how stands the wind
all away and alone?
Will he come as a friend?
you from dangers that lie off the land.
On the dark old waters, all alone.
Where you go,
go well, and a fair wind home.
And how stand the stars
all away and alone
in the whispering dawn
on the far. On the dark old waters, all alone.
Where you go,
go well, and a fair wind home.
Oh, hey.
Oh, oh, even o'er and
o'er. And where will you buy?
All away and alone.
At the end of your ride.
On the far.
And who'll sing ye songs when I'm not at your side?
On the dark old waters, all alone.
Where you go,
go well, and a fair wind home.
Oh, hey,
oh, ho, even o'er and o'er.
Oh, hey.
It's a damn tough life, full of toil and strife, we weathermen undergo. And we don't give a damn when the gale is done, how hard the winds did blow. 'Cause we're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, with a good ship taut and free. And we won't give a damn when we drink our rum with the girls of old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with the northerly gale through the ice and wind and rain. Them coconut fronds, them tropical lands, we soon shall see again. 6 hellish months we've passed away on the cold Kamchatka Sea. But now we're bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Once more we sail with the northerly gale towards our island home. Our mainmast sprung, our whaling done, and we ain't got far to roam. Our stunsail bones is carried away, what care we for that sound? A living gale is after us, thank God we're homeward bound. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. How soft the breeze through the island trees, now the ice is far astern. Them native maids, them tropical glades, is awaiting our return. Even now their big brown eyes look out, hoping some fine day to see. Our baggy sails running for the gales, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui. Rolling down to old Maui, me boys, rolling down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui.
still lies the bay in the light western airs which blow from the crimson horizon. Once more we tack home with a dry empty hold, saving gas with the breezes so fair. She's a kindly Cape Islander old, but still sound, but so lost in the long liner's shadow. Make and break and make do, but the fish are so few that she won't be replaced should she founder. Now it's so hard to not think of before the big war, when the cod went so cheap but so plenty. Foreign trawlers go by now with long seeing eyes, taking all where we seldom take any. And the young folk don't stay with the fishermen's way. Long ago they all moved to the cities, and the ones left behind, old and tired and blind, can't work for a pound, for a penny. In make and break harbor, the boats are so few, too many are pulled up and rotten. Stand empty, old nets hung to dry, are blown away, lost, and forgotten. Now I can see the big draggers have stirred up the bay, leaving lobster traps smashed on the bottom. Can they think it don't pay to respect the old ways that make and break men have not forgotten? For we still keep our time to the turn of the tide in this boat that I built with my father. Still lifts to the sky the one longer, and I still talk like old friends on the water. In make and break harbor, the boats are so few, too many are pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry, are blown away, lost, and forgotten. In make and break harbor, the boats are so few, too many are pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry, are blown away, lost, and forgotten.
We just heard two songs from Stan Rogers. We just heard Make and Break Harbor, from his first recording, Fogarty's Cove, reissued on Borealis Records, all about the demise of the fishing industry. And before that, from the live album, Between the Breaks Live from Stan, we heard Rolling Down to Old Maui, a tune that he dearly loved and thought was one of the best sing-alongs he had ever heard. That's also been reissued on Borealis. Before that, we heard from Gordon Bach, Ann Mayo Muir, and Ed Trickett from the recording The First 15 Years, and one of Gordon's tunes, Dark Old Waters, that was written for a film documentary of the short life of the schooner John F. Levitt, Dark Old Waters. That's on Folk Legacy Records. And we let off that set with Deborah Cowan from her recording Banks of Green Willow and her triple-tracked vocals of The Bay of Biscay O. That's on her own record label from Deborah Cowan. We are listening to Songs of the Sea and the Shore this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. Here's one of my very favorite ones from a trio called Morrigan, William Pint, Mark Bridgham, and Mary Malloy, along with the crew of the U.S. Coast Guard Polar Star, and a wonderful tune called Bully in the Alley on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Hey, tell me, Bob, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Wee-hee, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Hey, tell me, Bob, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Bully down in Shimbona.
Hey, tell me, Bob, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Wee-hee, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Help me, Bob, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Bully down in Shimbona.
Sally is the girl that I love dearly.
Hey, hey, I'm Bully in the Alley.
Now, Sally is the girl that I spliced nearly.
Bully down in Shimbona.
It's a help me, Bob. I'm Bully in the Alley.
Hey, hey,
I'm Bully in the Alley. Help me, Bob. I'm Bully in the Alley.
Bully down in Shimbona.
Leave Sal and I'll be a sailor.
Wee-hee, I'm Bully in the Alley.
I'll leave Sal, ship aboard a whaler.
Bully down in Shimbona.
It's a help me, Bob.
I'm Bully in the Alley. Wee-hee, I'm Bully in the Alley. Help me, Bob. I'm Bully in the Alley. Bully down in Shimbona.
So help me, Bob.
I'm Bully.
We were climbing along the beach one Sunday when we come upon a body in the kelp. We didn't recognize the face, but thought it might have been old John who tended the lighthouse on the point. We went directly out and knocked on John's door. You there, John?
Damn right I'm here. What can I do for you?
We found a body down in the kelp. Thought it might have been you.
Wearing a red shirt?
Yes, sir, red shirt.
Blue trousers?
They were blue trousers.
Rubber boots?
Yep, rubber boots.
Was they high or low?
They was low boots.
You sure?
Well, come to think of it, they were high boots, turned down low.
Oh, well then, 'twern't me.
Will the fog lift, Captain?
Madam, might be it might, and might be it mightn't, but it won't if it ain't a mind to.
Captain, I see you have a drought here, too, like we have back in New York City.
No, madam, it is low tide.
Captain, I hear you talking to yourself often. Are you lonely?
I like to talk to an intelligent man, and I like to hear an intelligent man speak.
What a terrible mess that seagull has made on your lapel, Captain. I'll be right back with some toilet paper.
Don't bother, madam. By the time you find that toilet paper, that seagull will be a mile from here.
Good heavens! Wasn't that a rock we just struck?
Yes, it was.
Didn't you know where that rock was?
Of course I did. Hit it, didn't I?
Do you own another boat beside this one, Captain?
Yeah.
Where is she?
On the bottom.
Do you intend to sail her again?
Not where she is.
Captain, am I right in saying you raise minks on the side?
You are correct, madam.
How often do you skin them?
More than once a year makes them nervous.
What are those fish doing in that bucket?
Saving them from a cow.
Do you feed your cow fish?
Yeah, she thrives on them.
What does a milk taste like after eating fish?
Cussed strong mackerel.
You drink it that way?
No, but heat it and slice an onion into it, and you got the finest fish chowder in all New England.
Captain, I understand that you are one of the biggest liars along the coast of Maine.
I believe that is what my reputation is. And may I say, madam, that you are one of the most beautiful ladies I have ever seen.
Skipper's in the wardroom drinking gin, hey-o. Chicken on a raft, I don't mind knocking, but I ain't a-going in, hey-o. Chicken on a raft, Jimmy's laughing like a drain, hey-o. Chicken on a raft, been looking at me, come make cuts again, hey-o. Chicken on a raft, hey, chicken on a raft, on a Monday morning, oh, what a terrible sight to see, the dab toes forward and the dustman aft. Sitting there a-picking at a chicken on a raft, hey-o, chicken on a raft, oh-yo, chicken on a raft, hey-o, chicken on a raft, oh-yo, chicken on a raft, they gave me the middle and the forenoon too, hey-o, chicken on a raft, now I'm pulling in a whaler's crew, hey-o, chicken on a raft, seagull wheeling overhead, hey-o, chicken on a raft, oh, to be floating in a feather bed, hey-o, chicken on a raft, hey, chicken on a raft, on a Monday morning, oh, what a terrible sight to see, the dab toes forward and the dustman aft, sitting there a-picking at a chicken on a raft, hey-o, chicken on a raft, oh-yo, chicken on a raft, hey-o, chicken on a raft, oh-yo, chicken on a raft, we kiss goodbye on the midnight bus, hey-o, chicken on a raft, she didn't cry, she didn't fuss, hey-o, chicken on a raft, am I the one that she loves best, hey-o, chicken on a raft, or am I just a cuckoo in another man's nest, hey-o, chicken on a raft, hey, chicken on a raft, on a Monday morning, oh, what a terrible sight to see, the dab toes forward and the dustman aft, sitting there a-picking at a chicken on a raft, hey-o, chicken on a raft, oh-yo, chicken on a raft, ay-o, chicken on a raft, oh-yo, chicken on a raft, an Amazon girl lived in Dumfries, ay-o, chicken on a raft, she only had kids in twos and threes, ay-o, chicken on a raft, her sister lives in Mary Hill, ay-o, chicken on a raft, she says she won't, but I think she will. Hey-o, chicken on a raft, hey, chicken on a raft, on a Monday morning, oh, what a terrible sight to see, the dab toes forward and the dustman aft. Sitting there a-picking at a chicken on a raft, hey-o, chicken on a raft, oh-yo, chicken on a raft, hey-o, chicken on a raft, oh-yo, chicken on a raft. Well, I had another girl in Donnybee. Hey-o, chicken on a raft. And did she make a fool of me? Hey-o, chicken on a raft. Her heart was like a passer shower. Hey-o, chicken on a raft. From hot to cold in a quarter of an hour. Hey-o, chicken on a raft. Hey, chicken on a raft. On a Monday morning. Oh, what a terrible sight to see. The dab toes forward and the dustman aft. Sitting there a-picking at a chicken on a raft, hey-o, chicken on a raft, oh-yo, chicken on a raft, hey-o, chicken on a raft, oh-yo, chicken on a raft.
That was Cyril Tawney from the recording Navy Cuts, the songs of Cyril Tawney. He spent a good bit of his life as a submariner in the Royal Navy, and chicken on a raft was fried egg on toast, which I guess they were fed a little bit too often on board. Cyril Tawney. And before that, we heard from Marshall Dodge and Robert Bryan, otherwise known as Bert and I. We heard a couple of wonderful little stories. We heard The Body in the Kelp and The Captain and the Lady. That's from The Best of Bert and I on Island Port Press. And we let off that set with Bully in the Alley from a trio known as Morrigan, featuring William Pint, Mark Bridgham, and Mary Malloy, along with the crew of the U.S. Coast Guard Polar Star, Bully in the Alley. And that's from classic maritime music from Smithsonian Folkways Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week with songs about the sea and the shore. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1626.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out a love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer,